Focus on flowers. Spring is anticipated eagerly by gardeners and also provides poets with the opportunity to create wonderful metaphors. Henry King wrote, "Brave flowers, that I could gallant it like you and be as little vain. You come abroad, make a harmless show, then to your beds of earth again. You are not proud, you know your birth, for your embroidered garments are from earth. You do obey your months and times, but I would have it ever spring. My fate would know no winter, never die, nor think of such a thing." Spring provides wonderful surprises and is also full of delicious scents. The Korean spice Viburnum carlisii, for example, not only has soft gray-green leaves that feel like felt when they emerge in the spring, but also clusters of pink flowers with the most delicious fragrance. Spring titillates all of our senses, and, like Mary Howitt, we also savor the sense of anticipation. She wrote, "I am coming, little maiden, with the pleasant sunshine laden, with the honey for the bee, and the blossom for the tree, with the flower and the leaf. Till I come, the time is brief." More information about this program can be found at WFIU.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on thoughts about spring.